Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone, I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And tonight we're just doing just wanting to celebrate the year of 2016. And I have my wonderful co-host, Miss Amy Frost, with us tonight. Hey, Amy, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing really well. Excited about celebrating all our great movement in the last year.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and just right off the bat, we had started last year with our first two shows were about coming from looking at our future selves and a letter to ourselves. And I thought that was such a powerful way of starting the year. And it was so funny. I went to go visit Amy over this last week between Christmas and New Year's. And we were in a department store. And here we found, you know, these letters, the letter to my future self. What was the other one called?
Love letters.
Book?
Write them
love letters to
else.
Myself. Yeah. Which I just thought was so great. You know, here we're talking about it now and having it be something that really being able to look with that. I just want to really encourage everybody to go back. Those are actually a couple really good episodes. And Amy, want to tell them a little bit about what that whole book and I mean the letter to the self and future self was all about with the love letters?
Absolutely. Well, there. If you go back to whatever show that was, I guess we'll have to put that down. And go back.
I'm going to look at it real now so I can tell you. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I recommend go through at least the last year and look at all the different shows, and I'm sure you'll find something that'll get you started on a new path. But that particular show on Letters to My Future Self, it was about literally writing a letter and putting it in an envelope and send it to yourself. And there are like things like, where do I want to go? What is it that I live for? All the things I'd like to try someday. And I know it's really interesting because we did that, and then my husband was on his deathbed for the first 4 months of the year, and it was a really challenging time, but a lot of great things have come out of that. He and I have done a lot of our bucket list things, and I think I have to go back and look at the letters that I did write, but I suspect a lot of things that I wrote did happen, but in ways different than I imagined they would.
Yeah, that's episode TC-283, and we call it Letter to My Future Self. And I think what's really interesting is you always hear about people, you know, whether it's a collage or what else do they call those? I'm trying to think of what else the name of that is. Vision board, there it is. Yeah, with the vision boards and things like that. And it's always like the beginning of the year, let's do a vision board and things like that. But so many people just like they'll share their dreams with people and it may take 5 years or 10 years or whatever. And then, you know, this thing that they've held just as a dream, you know, winds up coming true. You know, it's just really so amazing that I think there's just a part of our subconscious that really works with just our destiny and being able to put those things out there. And if we do it in a really heartfelt way, it can be a very powerful thing. And why don't you tell me a little bit more how you and Ross do your reviews every 6 months? I think that's really an awesome model.
Well, what we do is he and I both have done a lot of training in our lives. So we get out flip chart paper, and we've done this. We've been together about 18 years, you know, every end of the year, beginning of the year. And we look at what we want for this next coming year. And he writes the things that he'd like to do, be, or have. And I write the things I'd like to do, be, or have, and we do one for our relationship. And it's amazing how it may not come exactly the way you thought it would, but things start shifting and changing, and it creates for a good dialogue. So you need to think about who are the people in my life that I live with, that I work with, and have some conversations, because they are going to help you do things, and they're going to be in the way of you doing things. And so I think a lot of times doing that kind of work yourself and then with others helps to have a dialogue that you start thinking about, well, do I really want that? And if I do really want that, what are maybe some of the things I can do to get ready to have that? Because I think that's an important part. If you want to have a relationship, then you need to open space in your life for a relationship, or simple things like maybe you want to have room in your house for somebody to be there and your schedule. So that's just a simple, you know, think about that. What are the things you want to do, be, and have? And are you ready to receive those things? And are you ready to maintain them?
Yeah. And along with that, the next show we did after that was on 284, which is the, you know, again, that's just the next episode that we kind of expanded that whole idea. And that was actually, you know, writing a letter to your future self that would be at the end of 2017 of what happened that year and, you know, how wonderful it was and different experiences that you had. So just like in having a vision board, you're envisioning your future for that year, or, you know, we could extend it out, you know, for 5 or 10 years or whatever. I think it's so powerful to just say, you know, year 2017, this, you know, thank you for all these different things that happened in my life. And I think that's another way of being able to really just be with those concepts and be able to talk to your future self. Just a really, really cool way of being able to just look at it from a really different perspective. So anything on that you want to share, Ian?
I think it's about valuing and appreciating everything that happens and not saying it's good or it's bad, because there is going to be something that comes out of everything. And what am I learning from this? How are my relationships growing in this? And what is this teaching me for the next level that I'm going to?
Yeah, because one thing I really wanted Amy to be was be somebody who could really hold the focus for how change and having things, you know, moving in our lives can be just such a wonderful dynamic, depending, like you're just saying, you know, not be careful not necessarily blaming it good or bad, but, you know, how's it helping me to grow into who I want to become? I think that's really just an important thing to say. So anything else about that, you know? Here we're coming into 2017 with the new year and stuff like that, and having it being able to embrace change. So anything with that?
Yeah, I think a good homework assignment would be to go see the movie The Martian and talk about change. He had got left on Mars, and he had to figure out how to survive until they could figure out a way to come get him or get him off or that you know, Mars and get him home. And so I think it's a great exercise in paying attention to what is it that I need to do next? What is it I need to do next? Instead of getting so caught up in the future that you're not really dealing with the change now. What are the things I need to take care of and face right now? And that's a really great way to be resilient instead of doom and gloom and it's all over and not. But it's okay to feel what you feel. But then what's the plan for what I need to do next and how am I going to do it? And I think you and I have observed this a lot, especially during the codependence no more, that it's about, are you letting people support you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I really loved about The Martian was just the ingenuity and the trusting of that the things that you have around you can really can support you. And just looking at them in a different way as opposed to what they would typically be used for, you know, he was able to expand in the way he would look at things. And a lot of that was just being able to really come from a place of really supporting himself. Because without himself, he wouldn't have been able to survive too. So I think that's a really great recommendation for people to be checking out that movie and, you know, just being open to whatever comes out of that. So it's almost one of those things you want to see it a couple times because, you know, the first time is just to take in the full story. But then the second is the nuances of how he supported himself and how the shelters and the settlement and all that really helped him as well. And just working with people, you know, coming from Earth and all that. So really a lot of good different lessons with that. So too. And, you know, I love our episode 285. It was conned on being a lifelong seeker. And that's one thing that Amy and I really want to have something that we have along with the cafe is this transformational opportunity to just be coming from a lot of different perspectives using the cafe book club and then just all the different guests that we've had on that continually help us to just kind of see things from just a different perspective, a different way of looking at things. So anything with that aim about, you know, just being a lifelong seeker.
We believe that's our audience, and that's definitely who we are. And we don't have a path, but we want to give you great books. We want to bring amazing speakers and people who have new thoughts and old thoughts. And how do we bring them to the table for you to kind of look at? There's no perfect way to do this, and that's for a seeker. It's kind of what my odyssey. And we want to be there for you and with you as we all walk together in this seeking journey.
Yeah. And along with that, too, is I really want to invite we just want to thank you for being such a great audience and then really just helping everybody to continue to You know, just give us your thoughts and comments and things that you'd like to be having us explore on the show, with just books or guests or any kind of topics that we really could be able to come from that. Hopefully, you know, a perspective that really can look, be able to dance in that, in the different topics and see, you know, what's really here for us and, you know, how can we look at it in a way that can, help us to understand it, help hopefully empower us and move us into a new way of being able to have that be something that can really enrich our lives as well as everyone else's. So I think that's just something that we really want to have as is just a foundation for what we do here at the cafe. So with the end of 2015, we had started our cafe book club for the first time, and we did Big Magic with Elizabeth Gilbert. And boy, if you want to go back and look at that, that was just such a really great book to begin with. Elizabeth has so many good things about, you know, creativity and just looking at life from a very questioning way. And I think that's something that we really started moving into with 2016 is, you know, how can I look at this and be able to be curious and have, you know, because I have a place of wonder about that and some of our wonderful guests and books that we've looked at. So we'd moved into Amy Cuddy with the Book of Presence. And boy, Presence has been on the top 10 books for quite a while now. And if you haven't had a chance to look at Amy's work with that, Miss Cuddy, she was the number two TED Talk back in 2015. And that's one of the reasons we really started looking at the book and saying, you know, there's a lot more here when it comes to body language and just the way that you are, you know, bringing your presence into a room and being able to carry yourself, that it's beyond just meets the eye. It's, you know, how it really internally can change you and help you to be in a place of just the way that you interact with people. So anything on that with presence, Amy?
I think with the Big Magic, it kind of opened us up to creativity and what are my ideas and how to bring them forward. And then presence helps you to really look at your self-worth and how do I really stand in my own power with lots of great techniques and tools. And so we certainly look brilliant. I don't know that we are as brilliant as we look by making this choice, but I think those two really served each other, doing one on the other, and knowing that grab the book, get a friend, get a journal, and go through it anytime that you want, and it's there for you. Because I know I go back every once in a while and look at the different ones, and so that's what we want to have you be able to do that at any time. Is okay, I'm feeling maybe a little powerless right now, or so I go look at the presence chapters, or I need to bring forward my, you know, my ideas. And so then what you could do is go look at Big Magic.
Mm-hmm. I always think of in Big Magic, she ends one of her chapters, she talks about a guy who created a lobster costume and had gone to this party in France, and how he just really just embraced the situation and embraced the fact that he worked really hard on the costume and how he just made it work for himself. And I thought that was such a great story. So if you go to our last episode with Big Magic, you'll get a bigger taste of that whole lobster costume and situation. It's the lobster, rockin' lobster. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So, one thing we've always really want to be supporting everybody with is, you know, how can I come from a place of positive change? How can I be doing things in my life that can be improving my wellness, you know, be it within my mind, body, or spirit? And, you know, coming from seek happiness, seeking wellness, episode 297 was living the charged life with a happiness quotient. So this, you know, it goes back into some of this research and stuff with different things. And Amy and our friend Carolyn Ortman had talked about Brendan Burchard, and he has a book that's called the book, you know, Charged Life. And boy, his stuff is just really, really fabulous. He's got the Motivational Manifesto and A Millionaire Messenger, and there's just all these really great things. And you can even go on YouTube and check out his stuff. And again, if you go to that episode, there's some links there. So, you know, we always want to be thanking my husband Andrew for all the hard work and just wonderful things that he adds to each of our episodes. He takes a lot of love and just effort in the way that he puts all this stuff together. So anything with that happiness quotient, Amy?
What I love about Burchard's work is he really supports his reader in stepping into their own power. Like The Millionaire Messenger, he talks about how, what is your expertise thing that everybody does? And, you know, the old takes 10,000 hours and or 10 years to really be a master at something. And everybody is. So what is the thing that I'm a master at, or maybe I need to start improving, and go be that in the world. And that, to me, that was very encouraging. And I've had several people read his work to help them get their passion ignited and moving forward.
Yeah, and I mean, he's got a YouTube channel that's just really, really wonderful. You know, you can get a little charge every day being able to listen to some of his different talks and stuff that he has. It's just really great. So, you know, can't recommend that, you know, highly enough, which is just something that's really, really great. Again, you know, something we want to have just as, you know, give you a taste of that so you guys can go and explore those different things for yourself. So, and then Amy had gotten a kind of tell us a story about how you had this with Jack Canfield with a 30-day sobriety solution. And how you got into that, and then where you were with that when we introduced it to everybody for the show.
Well, I was at the International Association of Comprehensive Energy Psychology Conference, and Jack was one of the speakers, and he talked about how his stepdaughter had had a problem with sobriety, and that he was going to be doing a book. And it ended up he walked off the stage and sat right next to me, and they had some really interesting conversation with him. And for me, my addiction of choice is work, and I have always been looking at how do I deal with this. There's not a lot of great help. I get rewarded for my addiction, which is not helpful. So the book that he talked about a year and a half before, 2 years before, came out this year, The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. I happen to have a gift card, and I ran out and bought it for myself and then started doing it with a friend of mine. And my friend ended up getting the job of his dreams after doing the 30-day solution, and he'd been working on it for several years, you know, jobs that he was just kind of getting by but didn't really love. And at the end of that, he ended up getting his dream job. So that was exciting, and I love the work. I always liked Jack Canfield's work, but I love how he has combined with some other people to bring cutting-edge stuff together to live life awake. And sobriety, we all have addictions of choice. And helping us to face those.
Yeah, I really want to thank Amy because, I mean, she had gotten introduced to that work. We went ahead and introduced it on the show. And then 30 days later, we did a review of where she had been working through the book. And just to real, being able to be honest and just in, you know, being authentic about the process for herself. So it's something that really want to encourage people to check that out, especially if you want to, you know, be able to have something. That's one thing that Jack has created is a program that you don't necessarily have to get into 12-step to be able to help yourself to get, you know, get rid of addictions. It's something you can do by yourself or with a small group that can really help you to walk through stuff. Because, I mean, some people don't want to make it a public thing. They want to make it to where they can just move past that, empower themselves to, you know, to no longer have that something that they are, you know, hold them back. So anything with that, Amy, with that second show, once you've been able to go through the program?
Yeah, I really like that it's simple, easy tools instead of making it so complicated. You know, they say one day at a time. I just don't really think that's true. I've worked with a lot of people in addiction, and it's really about one choice at a time. And the work that Jack has brought forward really helps you to really look at the choices you're making and help you to create new habits that help you make better, healthier choices. So right before that was the healthy narcissism, which I think a lot of healthy narcissism with a question mark.
That was one of our most popular shows. Yeah, we were like, what? Yeah, I gone in and done some research about that, and Amy had been. Well, tell me about the other book on narcissism that you'd looked at this last year or this year. It feels like last year, but it was last year.
I know. It's Disarming the Narcissist, which was a good book. There's some other really good ones out there too. That's a good one. But I would start the quest, and the fact that there is narcissism is a continuum, and that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, narcissism, that's it, and you'll never be able to deal with them and all that jazz. I have a couple friends that are narcissists, and they recognize that in themselves, and they've done a lot of work, and I think that's it. I always tease, but it's not really a joke, that most of the time the people running the joint are narcissists. And I deal with a lot of narcissists in the work that I do. And it's not about judging them, but going, that's just the way they are. How do I work with them to maintain my own self-esteem, help them feel better about themselves, and maybe move a little more towards maybe there's other people on the planet, and other people involved in the process. So I think knowing about narcissism is important, no matter what side of it that you're on.
Yeah, I think it's, that was a really great episode because it really brought out that there's just this, like you said, the spectrum of degrees of what that is and what that isn't. And, I can remember part of what happened with that show when I did some research on it is that all of us need to have a certain aspect of that narcissism that really helps you to have self-confidence, have you being able to go out and, do what you want to do out in the world. So there's aspects of that that I think are really good. And I can remember too, that was back in the spring of last year, and I had gone to do a table sale for a graduation for some orchid lace and stuff that we were going to be doing for a local university. And we ended up talking to a girl and we started to have this really interesting conversation about narcissism and how it actually could be, there's little aspects of that that can be good for you. And I think that's another thing that really added to the show from just hearing from people getting ready to graduate, their perspective on what narcissism was and what it wasn't. So I did really encourage people to go back and check that show out. It was very interesting. So one thing that I really want to just thank Amy for just all the work she does with veterans. We've done several shows that really helped to just do awareness for stuff. And one of the ones that we've done this year was episode 293 on healing post-traumatic stress through yoga and breath. And boy, there's just an explosion of awareness of people recognizing that there's so many practices out there that really can help to with these guys coming back over from all these tours and stuff that they're doing, that there's different things they can do for themselves. And whether it's tapping with EFT or the thought process system that we talked about, and then with yoga and breath, I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit, Amy, and let people know about the Vet Center so they know that's something if they're going to be in the Las Vegas area in Nevada.
Well, yeah, definitely. We're VeteransTransitionResourceCenter.com. We've got a grant to have a TV channel, and we're going to have a veterans shopping network like QVC. So we want to be able to raise funds to do what needs to be done without having our hands tied. And I like bringing in Thought Field Therapy, and that's the show 310, which is about trauma and TFT specifically, about what is post-traumatic stress, what is thought field therapy, and what is the program that we're doing with veterans. And, we've all got trauma from different things, and it's really important that whether you've had a car accident or, it's just something has happened that you weren't quite ready to deal with, and it doesn't mean that it has to affect you the rest of your life. So there's the show 310, I think, is really a good one. And a lot of veterans don't have problems. So also knowing that too, but my husband, who's also been on part of some of our shows, is the head of Veterans Center at UNLV, and it's about how do we help this amazing group of people who've had this great training, they're leaders, how do we help them to integrate back into our society and bring their best to our communities? So that's something that I'm very passionate about, and I'm grateful to have you. You've been at the center several times doing workshops, and I really appreciate your coming in and helping us.
Yeah, we've had some like really, really great programs, and I've done laughter yoga and some stuff with just, connecting back to yourself with the nature and things like that. That's always really just different ways for people to have a different awareness of themselves. It can be really, really fun. So our next book that we did at the with the Cafe Book Club this year was Frontimacy with Shasta Nelson.
Whoa. I wanted you to talk a little about number 300.
Oh, okay. So we had a show, number 300, for our six-year anniversary from all the 300 shows that we've done. And boy, just looking back on that, with just the wealth, again, of just all these different people and just the love and wanting to just be that much of a positive change agent for the world and have it all that. Just very proud to have this as a vehicle that can be out there to give to people. Like I said, something that can draw you into curiosity. You'll go out and check out something that can really help you to just grow and change or share that with somebody else that they can as well. Just somebody support them. So very grateful for all the guests and just all the information that we've been able to do with our 300 shows. So that was about in the middle of the year we had that happen. So that was very exciting. Very exciting. And take a moment to just kind of pat ourselves all on the back and really look at that from have that opportunity to be out there for just being able to be an agent for change. So that's something I was very proud about.
And then show 301 with Mark Meepo. That's a pretty big deal.
Right. Yeah, I had gone to a retreat a year before that. And if you're not familiar with Mark Meepo, really want to encourage people to look at some of his books. He has the Book of Awakening that's been on the bestsellers list for quite a while. And he's just a very prolific writer, poet, and he's one of the people that has really helped me to grow and change in my soul life in the way that he uses nature metaphors for in these all kinds of stories and things that he just really brings a true heart and authentic voice to the way that he gives you a place to pause in your day and be able to reflect on something and being able to take that into the world and just be able to me, it's just like he gives you a little grace every day that you can love yourself and give that love back to somebody else in the world from just a sweet story or some way of being able to look at a nature metaphor and being able to take that back out into the world. So I want to thank Mr. Mark Meepo for his time I had with him. So I'm hoping to have another one this next year with planning on going back to the retreat center. And that's at Pine Manor. So if anybody's interested in that, it's always the first weekend in April that he is there. And it's a very intimate facility. It's about maybe 35 people. And it's a 2 to 3 day event where he'll take a theme and you'll be able to meet great people, have wonderful conversations, and really have a nice soul conversation for a couple of days with wonderful food and wonderful companionship. That it's definitely a vacation for the soul that I recommend to anybody. And, you know, again, you can go to pinemanor.com and be able to talk to Gail, and she'll be more than happy to accommodate you for those different things. And she's got all kinds of stuff that she does there too. She has silent retreats and she has vision board retreats and things like that she does there as well. So it's all about coming from, a very artistic soul part of yourself and how that would be. So we're going to recommend it to that. So Frintimacy, we went ahead and did that. You want to talk a little bit about Shasta and how you got to know Shasta?
Through her work with Friendship Circles. And she and I emailed and talked for many years. And then she put out the book, Friendships Don't Just Happen. And then this last year, Frintimacy. And I love her books. I love her work. And she ended up coming out and speaking at the center. And I really believe that her triangle of friendship is really importantly learning that and applying that can help you in every aspect of your life. So I highly recommend people definitely do that book, starting with 302 going forward. It will change everything. And I think the problem is most people are not making friendships a priority in their life. And so this is an easy way to do that. So
And a lot of times people don't even know how. And that's something that Frintimacy addresses, as well as being able to connect to community so you can feel like it's something where you can feel safe, you know, in being able to find friendship.
Yes, and again, lots of great shows. I want you to go through all of them. We're, you know, rounding third. I definitely want you to look at 311, and that's all about cosplay. And go look at Kem Cosplay's Facebook page and see what she's doing. She's doing some really amazing thing, and it's a whole world that most people don't know about. And you probably have friends, you have kids, you have nieces, nephews, grandchildren that are doing this. You need to know more about it.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful community of people coming together and just having a camaraderie of artistic expression. A good example for that is my daughter, that's Katie, my Kim cosplayer. We had gone to the large convention, Comic-Con, in San Diego, and one of the people that was basically just watching security and stuff like that, he saw my daughter interact with another girl. Well, the girl was in like this pink costume, and Katie was in this blue costume. And they interacted with each other, and they looked like they should be two warring, civilizations against each other. And they were both like, "Oh, I love how you did this, and I love how you did that." And they were sitting there just really appreciating one another. And the guy paused and he said, "Oh, I thought the two of you would be at war with one another, but you actually are just appreciating what you're both good at. So it wasn't a matter of war. It was a matter of creativity and celebrating the creativity with each other." And I think that's just such a wonderful way of being able to have it be such that gift. And it's a great community for people to come from that level of expression with one another. And just being able to say, I love who you are because it's you're being you. I mean, I think that's a wonderful message for everybody. And that goes right into our next book we had was with Anna Weber, and that's Passion, Spirit, and Purpose. And boy, if you're not familiar with Anna Weber, she is a wonderful, again, another prolific writer. And she, this book, Amy, just I'd love for you to just kind of describe that and your thoughts about the book.
Well, it's her describing how you take the Doxa method, desire, outstanding, X out the impossible and allow you to be you and own who you, your gifts and talents. And it, we interview at the beginning of the book club and at the end and walking through all the steps. So that's another one. They all kind of flow together. And so I highly recommend it. She walks her talk, really believe in her. 312 was about Vedic astrology. Dennis is wonderful. Earthing was 313. And moving forward here, again, it's almost like which child do you like the best? So many great shows. And so I really want to support you in really taking some time and being any one of these could sit you on down a rabbit hole in a good way of, oh, maybe like Dr. Rachel Sand in holistic psychotherapy. Well, what the heck is that? Well, we wanted to know too, so we asked her to talk to us about it. So that may, you know, who knows? That could send somebody off and maybe getting the help from a holistic psychotherapist or maybe becoming one. I mean, that would be really exciting.
Yeah, like, I mean, really just touching, you know, our wellness with mind, body, and spirit on just wonderful guests and just different ways of being able to look at, you know, such as some of the unique ways that people are being able to support those different things within our lives. And then again, we ended up the year with some different things when it came to, you know, being able to de-stress through the holidays and things like that. And I think that really can move into the new year as well. You know, how can I move into these new aspects of myself with the year coming and envisioning myself with these new things, you know? And we had, we've got Katie Fitzgerald. She talked about coming through food with that, with being a wonderful perspective with that. And also just looking at the different things that you can do for being able to, whether it's, you know, being able to use the mood or, you know, stress and things like that, and being able to catch yourself before you have a lot of these things coming in. So, just a really wonderful year. And again, I can't thank enough all the, all our international guests and cafe listeners and the people who are members of the cafe. Just thank you so much for this wonderful year and just looking forward to 2017. And again, any thoughts or books or anything you guys would like us to go ahead and have on this next coming year, we really look forward to being able to have that be something that we can enrich the lives of others and ourselves. Boy, I think we learn more than anybody else being able to put this podcast together and being able just to share with that. So anything else, Amy, you'd like for kind of wrapping it up?
First, I want to, it's an honor to work with you and grow and learn with you. And I want to thank Andrew for all the great and hard work he does. Makes it look so easy. And I know he puts in so much effort and I know his work is helping a lot of people. And I want him, you know, to know that whether he sees proof of that or not, it is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we just want to thank you. And here's on to 2016. Woohoo! Having it be a great year. And we're looking forward to 2017. So we want to thank you guys. This was a special show that, and now again, next week we'll be going back to Codependent No More and looking at our next chapter. So we look forward to doing that in 2017. So have a wonderful, safe end of the year. And we'll see you next year here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.